Rick işte. Rick işte. Haribo,
아리고 내 딸고라 아리고 내 딸고라 아리고 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 내 딸고라 아리고
Jai Om Vishnupad Param Hamsa Prabhupada Kacharya A stotter of Satya Sushumara's divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Prabhupada Kacharya, A stotter of Satya Sushumara's divine grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi ki jai. Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem Chakho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sivaita Gadarha Sivasari Gaur Bhaktivedanta ki jai. Shishi Arha Krishna Gopi Gopi Nasham Kun Rara Kun Giri Gopi Rara Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Chakanakpuri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Chamuna Mai Ki Jai Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jai Nitai Gora Premanande Hari Hari Bo All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glory to the Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimadi Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityananda. Namaste Krishna Padaya Prabhupada Stakam Sri Gaura Karma Shakti Bhakti. Narayana Namaskritya Narunchevam Narottamam Devim Saraswati Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirayat Nasta Prayesuva Bhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavata Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jai Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. So, as was announced earlier this morning, the lecture will be from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 1, beginning from Text 20. Actually, I was asked to go from Text 20 to Text 30. And so, by your permission, and guidance from my Guru Maharaj and the devotees and Parampara, we hope we used to do just that today. Hare Krishna. So, Adi Lila for Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 1, Text 20. Grantera Arambe Kare Mangala Charana Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan Tinera Smarana. Okay, I'll do it two more times, and then if you want to repeat, you can. Grantera arambe kare mangala charan, Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan tinera smarana. Grantera arambe kare mangala charan, Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan tinera smarana. Okay, you may repeat if you want to. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Word for word. Grantera of this book, Arambe, in the beginning. Kari, I make. Mangalacharam, auspicious invocation. Guru, the spiritual master. Vaishnava, devotees of the Lord. The devotees of the Lord. Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead. Tinera, of these three. Smaran, remembering. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. In the beginning of this narration, simply by remembering the spiritual master, the devotees of the Lord, and the personality of Godhead, I have invoked their benedictions. There is no purport to this. Om Gina Timirandasya Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshu Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabudutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Paramani Hari Priye Vanchakapadurubhyascha Kripa Sunibhe Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadarha Siva Shari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunya Bari Paschatya Deshacharini Namo Mahavadangaya Krishna Prema Padaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gorat Sedama Nandali Namaya Vigrahaya Himabhya Divacha Vishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste So, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 1, Text 20. In the beginning of this narration, simply by remembering the spiritual master, the devotees of the Lord, and the personality of Godhead, I've invoked their benedictions. So, in this case, the person who is speaking is the writer of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. In the beginning of this narration, well, first of all, this is also a very important task that was given to him. At a late age, Krishna Das Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, was in his 90s when this assignment was given to him by Lord Chaitanya to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. He willingly took on the assignment. He had to travel. He had to set up. His vision was bad, but he still did the work. At some point, he even wondered how he was able to write at all when he couldn't see so well. Still, because he trusted in the Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, and the fact that the assignment was a very important assignment, talking about life of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Charitamrita is a book, a compilation that we can learn a lot from. Srila Prabhupada puts it this way. You read Bhagavad Gita first, get the basics of spirituality, then the details of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what to and what not to do. That and many other things are revealed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Then, once one has an understanding and is living according to the instructions given in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and also the Guru. Then Chaitanya Charitamrita's reading becomes clearer, because Chaitanya Charitamrita is the applied spirituality. Everything that is taught in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is lived, is followed naturally by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya's followers. The ones that are closer to him, that came from the spiritual world with him, and then those who are also changed, their minds and their hearts were changed by being in association with the Lord and his devotees. They copied, they learned, they repeated, they imitated, they did everything that they had to do that Lord Chaitanya was teaching by example. Chaitanya Charitamrita is applied spirituality. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, simply by remembering the spiritual master, the devotees of the Lord, and the personality of Godhead, I've invoked their blessings. One of the nine processes of service, devotional service, is remembering. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has, from this very sentence here, told us the power of remembering. Remembering the spiritual master. The spiritual master is the transparent via medium to Krishna, as described in the Shastra. Srila Prabhupada has given an example that the conditioned soul cannot see his or her way back to Godhead properly. It is by the mercy of a spiritual master that the way is open, as long as the disciple follows what the spiritual master says to do. So the spiritual master clears the way, makes it possible for the disciple to first embark on devotional service or service by instruction, and then after a while of repeating, develop the habit, and then it gets to the heart of the devotee, and now he wants to do things because he really is excited about doing the service. But it is the mercy of a spiritual master that makes all of that happen. Many, 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 many times we're told that when the spiritual master gives the task, he also gives the energy that's required to get the task performed. That does not mean that trials may not come. Trials may come. As a matter of fact, I was reading this morning about an hour or so before this, before now, hour ago, that when Krishna wants to show special favor to a devotee, he tends to take away. For a period of time, he will take away in such a way that the devotee will, in fact, be left with nothing but to connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Material anxiety may set in, but it is always a plan by the Lord to get the devotee to be closer to him, because being closer to him is being closer to Krishna consciousness, and that is the best thing for all of us. So for a period of time, Krishna would put the devotee in a situation where he or she would have to call out desperately to the Lord. When it happened to one who is quite favorable to Krishna consciousness, initially they feel like the rug has been pulled from under you. But it only feels that way, because it's going to be like that for a relatively short period of time. And then after that, the devotee will realize that Krishna has put him or her in a situation where service is can be done with better quality, time-wise, and also the consciousness. There will be some benefits that will come from that, without a doubt, with that period of time. It is also a period of time where the devotee begins to understand that nothing is in their power, everything is in the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because everything happens by Krishna's time. It becomes very obvious then. But it is a situation that everybody that is sincere goes through for Krishna to allow the person to be closer to him. So, clearly, when there's nowhere else to turn, you remember the spiritual master, you remember the devotees, and the personality of Godhead. In this case, Krishnadas Kaviraj was also given an assignment, but with difficulty because he didn't have good eyesight for it. Yet, he never gave up. Hearing is very important. That's why books are written, so that we can remember the spiritual master by the books being used to preach so we can hear. And this very first text here for today, we'll read about nine more. So in the beginning of this narration, by remembering the spiritual master, we should use what's available to us, like pictures, like videos, to remember the spiritual master. Because when we remember the spiritual master, we don't only remember him, his personality, his form, but we remember the things that he said. Usually we say, this happened and this happened. Oh, my Guru Maharaj said this. Or they mention someone else's name who is a guru. And guru can be Diksha and Shiksha, initiating as well as instructing guru. Said this statement, made this statement. It connect like that. We connect like that and then we use it in our lives. So, let's now, with your permission, read Adi Lila chapter 1, text 21. Tinera smarane haya vigna vinashan anaya se haya nija vanchita puran. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Such remembrance destroys all difficulties and very easily enables one to fulfill his own desires. Well, what a nice connection to text 20. It's telling you, when you remember spiritual master, the devotees, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's everything that's good for us in personality form. The Lord himself, the guru, the representative, and the devotees. The remembrance of them destroys all difficulties and very easily enables one to fulfill his own desires. Now, when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is acknowledging what remembering does, he's also asking that through the mercy of the devotees, the guru, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he would be able to write. He had a task in front of him. The task is given by Lord Chaitanya, writing the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the lesson we pick from this is, there's always a need to pray as a preacher, that the parampara use you, the preacher, or in this case me, to preach. There's always that need to pray. If you want to preach so that it gets to the hearts of people, those who are hearing, it is very important to understand that it's better to be used as a conduit for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Guru to preach through you. A preacher that thinks that way usually is effective, not from their own power, but from the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Guru, and the devotees. The devotees will be willing to hear, and he will be used, he or she as a preacher will be used in that position to bring what the Guru wants devotees to hear to come out. That is the secret of successful preaching. This is exactly what needs to be done. And the person that thinks that way, rather than think, well, what can I say now? What can I say? What's this other thing? No. Krishna says, Sarvasyacham Hridishanivishto Mata Smriti Gyanam Aponam Cha. I'm seated in everyone's heart. From me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So Krishna says, from him, as a Paramatma, comes the knowledge and also remembering. Both are important. The knowledge should be there and the remembrance. That's why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, by remembering the spiritual master, by remembering devotees, by remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I have connected with them. Invoking their blessings, the same thing. Connecting with them in order to be able to do the task of preaching. So some of us preach, actually all of us preach. Sometimes we preach in a particular medium, but all of us preach by our actions. Very important to understand that wherever we go, we represent Srila Prabhupada's organization, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So how we act makes people think of us a certain way. And then if they think of us favorably, then they will be favorable to whatever we're connected with. So initially, you have to be a person in the mode of goodness for people to be comfortable with you who are also in the mode of goodness or like to be around those who are in the mode of goodness. Then you teach transcendence. Srila Prabhupada said, everybody that we meet, one way or the other, try to induce them to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sometimes a person may be favorable to hearing the mantra and chanting right away. Other times, the person may be a little new or may be connected with another religious system and may not be willing right away to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. But if you chant, it has an effect on them. If you chant, they will hear. And if they hear, then, of course, there is some connection that's made. The person hearing it will remember it because the subconscious will record it, and now they know. When Srila Prabhupada came to this country, the United States, some devotees and some people became devotees, and of course they chanted aloud the holy name of the Lord outside, and that's how the rest of the country got to know about it. They traveled to different parts. It wasn't like they came to a temple and then they just, you know, when they were inside the temple, then they chanted to themselves. But they were chanting outside. And so Hare Krishna caught on. And now even in different cartoons and stuff, people were bringing Hare Krishna into it. Now, they were doing it in fun, but we know that when you mention the Krishna's name, Hare Krishna, you mention that, it has an effect. You think about it, then you speak it. And so those who are not even calling themselves devotees were saying, oh, the Hare Krishnas are nice. Maybe we should just, in some of the humorous type plays, in some of the cartoons, they were talking about the Hare Krishnas. Because devotees went out and preached and talked about the holy name, chanted the holy name, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So there's always a need to pray as a preacher for the parampara to use us. The next one, Adilila, chapter 1, text 22. Se mangala charna haya triva praka, trivida praka, vastu nedasya asivada namaskar. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The invocation involves three processes: defining the objective, offering benedictions, and offering obeisances. Defining the objective, in this case, the objective was about Lord Chaitanya, the avatar, the Supreme Personality of Godhead that came to show us how to live as a devotee. In the Battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna spoke to Arjuna about how to be a devotee. Who he was, who the personality is, the soul, and the spiritual aspect of life. He explained a lot of things. But Lord Chaitanya actually showed what the life of a devotee should be. So, the objective was to write about the life of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya's devotees. Offering benedictions. The process itself, the writing, so much reading would give benedictions to the reader. Offering obeisances. very important thing to do because it shows that we are connected as servants. That's why we do devotional service, service from our hearts. So the three processes, defining the objective, offering benedictions, and offering obeisances. This is the beginning. This is how he starts. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 1, text 23. Pratama duishloke ishta deva namaskar samanya vishesha rupe dvita prakar. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The first two verses offer respectful obeisances generally and specifically to the Lord who is the object of worship. Very important that we offer our obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's very critical. You offer that then to the Parampara system, particularly one's guru. Extremely important that we do that in all of the spiritual activities we get ready to do. Adilila, chapter 1, text 24. Tritiya shlokete karivastuna nidesha yaha haite jana paratatvira udesha. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the third verse, I indicate the absolute truth, whose ultimate substance. With such a description, one can visualize the supreme truth. So the first two is obeisances. And in the third, he says, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, he indicates the absolute truth. Obeisances to him, he is the ultimate substance. With such a description, one can visualize the supreme truth. Krishna is the ultimate substance, and Lord Brahma says in Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, text 1, Krishna is Sarva Karana Karanam, the cause of all causes. Everything comes from him. Therefore, he is the last word in everything. He is the absolute truth. He is the ultimate substance. Krishna, without him, there is no existence. Both the material and the spiritual. He's the source of both of them. He says that everything emanates from him. In the material, the beings are, and the universes are out from the pores of Mahavishnu, who is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of God, an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the spiritual world, that is the first planetary expansion, Balaram. They're all from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, rightly so, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami indicates the absolute truth is the ultimate substance, and that way we can visualize the supreme truth. So the supreme truth is Sri Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 1, text 25. Katuta shlokete karijagate ashirvada Savatra Majiye Krishna Chaitanya Prasad. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In the fourth verse, I have invoked the benediction of the Lord upon all the world, praying to Lord Chaitanya for his mercy upon all. This verse here shows the heart of a pure devotee. Such a person, a pure devotee, is always seeking benediction for the entire world. So, in the fourth verse, Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, it says that he has invoked the benediction. May there be blessings upon all the world, that is, all of the entities in the world, praying to Lord Chaitanya for his mercy upon all. Lord Chaitanya came to give Krishna Prema freely. Krishna Prema ordinarily is not easy to get. There are sages that go through all kinds of meditation. They will see the Lord in the heart. But Krishna Prema is not easy to get. Yet, the Lord came to give the love of Godhead to everyone who takes the chanting of the holy name Hare Krishna Maha Mantra seriously and chants sincerely from the heart, the development of the connection to the Lord comes through the Maha Mantra. And so Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he's invoked the benediction of the Lord upon all the world. May it, what he has come to do, there's internal and external purpose for Lord Chaitanya coming. We'll get to that later. The external purpose is what he's described now. The benediction of the Lord by giving freely the holy name. So the heart of the devotee is always how to help others. And it's been explained to us is the more that we serve other devotees, the more Krishna is pleased with us. And the more Krishna is pleased with us, the more he helps us in our own devotional quest. In other words, our improvement, our purification comes more easily the more we help other devotees. So we can, in fact, endeavor that every week, before the week ends, that we do something nice and something helpful to another devotee. If we make it a practice that we really seriously think about what people need and what we can do to help them, it's not difficult to be able to find out what people need. All you do is just talk to them. People will tell you, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. Usually in conversation, they're actually checking in with you. They're talking about things that's going on in their lives. And with that, you can find out many, many things. And then a few of them, you think to yourself, well, how can I help this person? Sometimes it will be by some words, kind words. Sometimes it will be by reminders about things that the body is supposed to do. Sometimes it will become a physical thing that you, without letting them know, you send to them, becomes as a nice surprise to them. Those are little things that will make a devotee think very well of us, not to mention the fact that our relationship with that devotee will be very well improved, very much improved that way. And you're serving. And if you're serving, you're getting spiritual credits for doing that. So all around, you gain spiritual credits. The devotee also gains by the service that you've rendered to him or her. So then there's a win-win situation, as Kamis like to put it. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says that he has invoked benediction of the Lord upon the whole world, praying for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya upon all. So why is it that some people don't seem to benefit from that? Well, the blessings are there for everyone who turns to God to take shelter and to serve everyone else and all living entities. The problem is demons, the ones who don't benefit, they want God out of the way. They want to push God out of the way and seek to control whatever they see materially. Of course, in this planet, that's what we know of. They never take advantage of such blessings because if they take advantage of it, or they say that I'm depending on someone else's blessings, then it means they're depending on a higher power, and they don't wish to believe in a higher power, not even believe in it, even though the evidence is all around us. So the blessings on the Lord are for the entire world, but those who turn to take it, to face it, it's like the sunshine. If you turn your head away, then you don't get the effect of the sun. If you turn your head to face it, then you get the effect of the sun. The Srila Prabhupada puts it this way. The sunshine is there for everyone. It's open. But if you close your door, and if you prefer to stay in airtight, as he says, airtight, but darkness, then that is your business. Because the consciousness is there. The blessings are there. To those who take it, fine. Those who don't, well, that is their business, but it's also our business as devotees to turn the minds of such people who are slowly becoming frustrated with life and seeing that they're not going to benefit so much from it, to turn to God. I remember a t-shirt. Sometimes people write things in the back of a t-shirt. And my godbrother has left his body now. It's called Sarita. So this is in Washington, D.C. There was a t-shirt that he bought and he started wearing. In the back of it, it says, "Now that we've tried everything else, let us now try God." That's what it said. Now that we've tried everything else, let us try God. Because you're going to go through life and you realize that, the challenges are everywhere. If we turn to the Lord in prayer, sometimes people come because they're penniless, as we know, four different types of people come to see the Lord, those who are in distress, those who are inquisitive, those who need money, and then the higher person in consciousness, those who seek knowledge to live with it. So now that we've tried God, let's try God. And by the way, for the Buddhists, now that we've tried everything, not only that should we try God, let's stay with God, not go anywhere else. That's very important. Adilila, chapter 1, text 26. Sesh loke kahi bahyavatara karan pancha sasta sloke kahi mula prayojan. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. In that verse, I've also explained the external reason for Lord Chaitanya's incarnation. But in the fifth and sixth verses, I've explained the prime reason for his advent. The external reason is what we just mentioned a little bit about, giving benediction. So the external reason is to give benediction to all who seek to go back to Godhead. And he's doing that by propagating, he means Lord Chaitanya, propagating the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Which means, dear Radha, dear Krishna, please engage me in service from the heart, devotional service to you. So we chant and we also serve. So because people in Kali Yuga were going the wrong way, for lack of a better way to put it, going the wrong way spiritually, he descended to give this benediction of the chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and freely gave Krishna Prema to those who would in fact turn to him. So, actually in chapter 3, and I won't get to it, but we'll describe it a little bit. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has fully discussed the external reasons. The whole chapter talks about that. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, after displaying his pastimes as Lord Krishna, he thought it wise to make his advent to come in the form of a devotee to explain personally the transcendental mellows of reciprocal service and love exchanged between himself and his servants and his friends and his parents and fiancés. In other words, explain personally, live it, and also explain the transcendental mellows, the rasas, the relationship. So this is the beginning of chapter 3, this little summary about the Nadi Lila. So, according to Vedic literature, the foremost occupational duty for humanity in this age of Kali is Nam Sankirtan, or congregation chanting of the holy names of the Lord. The foremost occupational duty, the first thing, the one that should be number one in the minds of everybody, is to chant the holy name of the Lord. And of course, when we chant in the congregation, the effect of all the devotees chanting is even more felt by everyone that hears. There's internal reason. The internal reason, actually, we'll just say a little bit about it, is to taste the sweetness of the love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna. So, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, was being loved so nicely, so highly by Srimati Radharani, that he wondered why Srimati Radharani loved him to the extent that she did. And so, the only way to do it is to get into the mood of Srimati Radharani the mother of devotion, and that way come and exhibit love for Krishna through the prema that Srimati Radharani has. Now, won't get too technical, but stages of prema, as His Holiness Govinda Maharaj explains, and also Krishna Das, not Krishna, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also explains. When one gets to the stage of prema, love of Godhead, and it is possible through chanting steadily and also avoiding offenses, especially the 10 offenses, there are 7 stages of prema. And it's explained that each one gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Govinda Maharaj says it gets more condensed. There is sneha, then mana, then pranaya, then raga, then anuraga, then bhava, and then mahabhava. Now, those are the 7, and it goes straight up, literally, in intensity. Some of it is explained in Shishi Shastaka, the different ways in which Lord Chaitanya was feeling. And in Gaga Samhita, there's a page on page in the Canto 6. I will read a section of it to describe when a person connects deeply with Krishna, what happens. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes these symptoms when a person is really, really, really close to the 8 symptoms of ecstatic transformation. Stamba, being stunned. Sweda, profuse perspiration. Romancha, horripilation, which we know as the hair standing on end. Swava Bhanga, loss of a voice. Kampa, trembling. Vaivarna, pallor. Ashru, incessant flow of tears. And the 8th one, Palaya, devastation, or just passing out, literally. So all of these are there for a person who takes Krishna consciousness seriously. And it is, in fact, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, but chanting with total connection from the heart, that these symptoms slowly may develop in a person. Of course, for some of us, because we've been here several lifetimes and lived all kinds of non-devotee kind of situation in lifetimes, after lifetime, the Lord is helping us through the mercy of a spiritual master. So you may hear all these things, and if it doesn't have, your hair doesn't stand on end, it doesn't mean you're not going back to Godhead. That doesn't mean that. It means that there is improvement in the love relationship between the devotee and the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the agency of a spiritual master. So sometimes we read some things and it's like, depending on where we are, it's kind of over our heads. But Sri Prabhupada said, don't worry about it, because even though there are 3 steps from the beginning to love of Godhead, the relationship, sambandha, and then the service itself, abhideya, and then the love of God from service, prayojana. So Prabhupada has explained, when a devotee relates well to other devotees and takes the service seriously and serves from the heart, they may not develop full love of Godhead, but still, for doing those 2, sambandha and prayojana, by the mercy of a spiritual master, they can be allowed back to Godhead. Okay, so the symptoms of you know, Krishna prema may be over the heads of some of us. If you're like me, it's definitely over your head, but it's there. And at least if we don't exhibit that, if someone else is exhibiting that for real, then we will know that that person is at that level, and we will want to associate with that person and learn from them. Chapter 1, text 27. Echaya shloke kahi chaitanyar chaitanyera tatva ara pancha shloke nityanandera mahatva. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. In these six verses, I have described the truth about Lord Chaitanya, whereas in the next five, I have described the glory of Lord Nityananda. So as we said earlier, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood on the bhav of Srimati Radharani, the mother of devotion. Lord Nityananda is Balaram, the plenary expansion of Krishna, in his mood in Gaura Lila as Lord Nityananda. He wants to serve Lord Chaitanya. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, actually some part of it, it's not that of Chaitanya Bhagavat, because they say the same things, in, you know, pastimes are very similar in both books. Lord Nityananda says that the best way to describe him, to feel satisfied with, is to describe him and see him as the servant of Lord Chaitanya. As the servant of Lord Chaitanya. He was in the mood of service. He certainly was pleading to everyone. Please chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Lord Nityananda is Balaram, the plenary expansion of Krishna, wanting to serve Lord Chaitanya in the quest, in his quest to flood the planet with the holy name and giving love of God freely. Text 28, chapter 1, I believe. Aradui shloka dvaita tatvakyan. Ara eka shloke pancha tatviravyakyan. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The next two verses describe the truth of Advaita Prabhu. And the following verse describes the pancha tatva, the Lord, his plenary portion, his incarnation, his energies, and his devotees. So, pancha tattva is Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, and Srivas. So, we've talked about Lord Chaitanya a little bit here, and Lord Nityananda, who is serving Lord Chaitanya, the plenary expansion, Balaram. Advaita is Mahavishnu. Gadadhar is actually the Lord, Srimati Radharani, like that, joining him, but the Buddha is there. Like, he wasn't the only one, but many of the gopis took male bodies to serve because Lord Chaitanya was going to take sannyas, and usually sannyas male bodies are around him. So, Swarup Damodar was Lalita, and Ramananda Raya was Vishakha. They were all in that mood. Srivas is Narada Muni. Srivas Narada Muni. Expansion of Narada Muni. And we know how important Narada Muni is. We've been talking about Narada Muni in the Bhavatam, the place that we're in now. So 29, text 29. Echaudha shloke kari mangala charan tanhi myadye kahi shababhastu nirupan. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. These 14 verses, therefore, offer auspicious invocations and describe the supreme truth. So we get out, as he's saying, invocations that are auspicious and, of course, describe the ultimate substance, the supreme truth. Text 30 of chapter 1, Adilila. Sabashota Vaishnavere Kari Namaskar. Isabas dukira kari arta vichara. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. I offer my obeisances unto all my Vaishnava readers as I begin to explain the intricacies of all these verses. So, he's offering his obeisances to everyone that's going to read it. So much, we're going to learn from it. Because the Lord has empowered Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is in fact going to explain the details of all of these verses, particularly the internal reason and the external reason that the Lord came as Lord Chaitanya, and also the activities so we can learn from it what to do. Lord Chaitanya, final thing we want to say. Before we finish this, Lord Chaitanya looks like Krishna. Krishna is dark, Lord Chaitanya is golden, but the face looks the same. It's like a golden of Krishna. That's the way he's described. The way, or the reason, not the way, but the reason why the Lord came in the golden color is that he had a conversation with Srimati Radharani where he explained that he would come to show how to live as a devotee. And her response, Radharani's response is, when you get so connected with Krishna Prema, you are going to exhibit symptoms that might be difficult for you, your body, to deal with. So I'm going to protect you with my skin. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya was born with the golden color belonging to Srimati Radharani. That's why he's come in that golden color. Just a short description of that. It's actually longer than that, but this is just one we wanted to put in. The last text 30. Shabashtuta Vaishnavera Kari Namaskar Isabashtu Kera Kari Atavichara. Okay. Oh, I just read that. I'm sorry. I just read it over again. I'm just using my own. But basically, we are blessed with the writings of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And this last one, I offer my respectful obeisances to all the Vaishnava readers as I begin to explain the intricacies of all these verses. Chaitanya Charitamrita is a must reader, but Srila Prabhupada says, read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and then Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we're fortunate to begin step by step this wonderful book, Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. So after this, there's a request to comment about offering obeisances. Okay. One of the main things is Krishna talks about in Bhagavad Gita. You go to chapter 13, text 8 to 12. The first thing Sri Krishna mentions is humility. Humility. Now, humility, Srila Prabhupada describes in the purport, not having or clamoring for distinction. We are to be in the mindset at all times that we are servants. If a servant, there's a master. We are supposed to offer our hearts as servants in service to Guru, to the devotees, and to Krishna. One of the ways in which one can humbly indicate that they are servants is to offer obeisance. It is a visual, it's also external. He talks about it, but we know we do it also. So obeisance puts us in a mindset that we are servants. We offer obeisance to another devotee, Panchakalpa Tarubhyasya. Sometimes we offer obeisance and say that. We are offering obeisance to the devotee, the soul, the Lord in the heart of the devotee. So obeisances are important as an indication of our humility. If we don't offer obeisance, then we'll think, well, yeah, I think I have a position and therefore, you know, you are so-and-so and so, and I am so-and-so. And then they think in terms of being above that person and not wanting to offer obeisance. So offer obeisance is actually a sign of humility, basically. Hare Krishna. Okay, so the next question is about the grieving process. Grieving, because so many people have left their bodies because of COVID-19. Hare Krishna. So, it's very difficult, even though we understand that this material world is a jail for devotees when the time comes and then they're leaving. The thing is, we are even instructed by gurus that we should in fact grieve, we should cry, because for a devotee, we are losing the association. We may be in a material world, but we're losing the association of the person that's leaving. And that obviously, you know, because we're emotional beings too, that definitely affects us. The important thing is not to keep the grief inside. It is important to bring it out. Because if you keep it inside, our bodies are going to get sick from that. It's a negative feeling. So when those things, when the emotions well up like that, we need to cry. Even when spiritual master leaves, same thing. We need to cry. Cry, get the emotions out. Because then after that, then we face, you know, life going forward, you know, with the way things are. Because nobody stays in the material world. Nobody stays in one lifetime forever. We have, you know, it has to be transitioned to the next, hopefully for a devotee to go back to Godhead. So it's a reality. And that understanding should be there, as you know, the rest of it has been said, to pray for the person, to have helped them to hear about Krishna or remember Krishna. It's very important for a devotee to be there for that transition to happen, the person understanding or giving them the understanding, especially by speaking, as Mother Gita was talking about, speaking to their ear. That is the last sense to go, the sense of hearing, that the one that stays. And that's the one that we can also wake up from. If somebody's sleeping, you can even call their name and have them wake up. So that sense doesn't go that quickly. But yeah, get that out of our system, out of our emotions, expressed emotions. It's important. Otherwise, it'd be another problem for us physically. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So it's very important. This one point, Mother Gita mentioned that, you know, she asked the spiritual master, when somebody's devotee been chanting and he's blindsided by death, meaning that it comes without the person realizing that death is coming, and then the next thing you know, they've actually left the body, that what happens? Mother Gita answered, you're fortunate, we are all fortunate now to hear that Krishna never leaves the person who has been chanting high and dry when the time comes for them to remember. I remember Chandamali Swami said that again, and I agree to the same answer. He just used Lord Chaitanya, but that's the same with Krishna. Lord Chaitanya forces the image of himself into the mind of the devotee. So the devotee does not lose out. Even if at the time they've been chanting, that is what in fact Krishna would arrange. So just to, you know, reconfirm the fact that the quite a few sannyasis said the same thing. Hare Krishna. Jai. Hare Krishna. Glory to Gurudev. To the power of God. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.